Do you know what? In just a few days, winter will be officially over. Are you getting ready for spring? Are you cleaning up the garden? Putting away your snow boots or doing some spring cleaning? Spare a thought for my friend Helga, who is going to be even busier than you can ever imagine. Okay, she's not actually my friend. I've never even met her, but I have read about her. Helga Eidenhammer is famous in Austria as the lady who just might have the largest garden gnome collection in the entire world. She has more than 5,000 of them. Yep, Frau Eidenhammer has four times the amount of gnomes as there are people in the village in which she lives. More than four gnomes for every neighbour. During these last few days of spring, as the legend goes, Helga washes each and every one of them. Not the neighbours, the gnomes. So that they will be looking their best when she puts them back out in her garden at the end of March. So, while you're dusting off your deck chairs or setting up your sprinkler system, imagine Helga with her sleeves rolled up, cleaning all those rosy-cheeked little men. All those shoe buckles to be shone, all those pointy hats to be painted over. She's very proud of the fact that there's only one man in her life who does not wear a pointy hat, and that's her husband, Sepp. Do you think that might be so she can find him easily when she takes a walk in the garden? Wait a second, did you just ask me, what is a gnome? A gnome is a cute little ornament or decoration shaped like a person that is usually placed in the garden. But the idea of garden gnomes has a long, long history. The ancient Romans even placed small statues in their gardens in homage to their god of fertility. And as they say, when in Nome, do as the gnomons do. That was more than 2,000 years ago. And gnomes have been growing in popularity ever since. They're usually depicted as male, they usually have a beard, and they almost always wear that pointy hat I just mentioned, which is actually called a Phrygian cap. In world history, a Phrygian cap is associated with freedom and optimism. Maybe that's why those little gnomes always look so positive and upbeat. Maybe you've seen some, poised on the edge of a wishing well, ready to catch a gigantic trout, or at least an itsy-bitsy goldfish. Sometimes they appear to be digging holes, watering flowers, or occasionally riding motorbikes, which thankfully can't cause any damage to the grass. Throughout Austria, these little figures are beloved, and in Vienna, they're even present alongside hydrangeas and peonies in the window boxes that adorn some of the most elegant buildings in the fancy city centre. Now, if you can't imagine walking through Vienna with your head held high and squinting up towards the scorching sun just to catch a peek of a tiny terracotta man with a Phrygian cap. Then I have a very pleasant alternative for you. First, you will need to take a train or a tram to the Prater, which is one of Vienna's largest parks and which contains a wonderful amusement park. Then, you will need to treat yourself to a ticket for Vienna's oldest roller coaster. On this journey over mountains and valleys, passengers are speeding through rocky landscapes, dark grottos, and past typically Austrian villages and rivers. The elfish garden gnomes are placed along the track, and they give the roller coaster its second name, the Gnome Coaster. Come on! Let's do it. Well, here we are at the Prater. Woo! Are you excited, Josh?
What for?
Because, Josh, you and I, we are going on the Gnome Coaster. Woo! Come on, Josh.
I'm not going on that, Susan. Josh, you're getting me on that.
Josh, come on. We're just doing it once because we're talking about gnomes and we have to go on the Gnome Coaster, Josh.
Come on, I'm not going on that thing.
Josh, it's fun.
Look, it's too steep.
It's beautiful.
I don't like it.
Josh, we're going on it.
You can go on it.
Josh. Okay, that's it. I'm going. You can, wait here, please.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here and eat my hot dog and watch you.
Okay, wait right there. I'll be right back in 5 minutes.
Yeah, sure you will. There's a big queue.
Ooh, psyched. Ein Ticket, bitte. Danke. Ooh, I can't wait to see all the gnomes in the world can't take me from you. Oh gosh, that was awesome. Now, let me just get my bearings. Legs a little wobbly. Steady. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. I was going to tell you about the Schrebergarten. Over 100 years ago, these allotment gardens were originally fenced in fruit and vegetable plots, which supplied the needs of the residents of the city. But today, they include garden sheds that are actually livable, and they're usually the second residence of their owners. So, lots of people live in apartments that overlook Vienna, but spend many weekday evenings digging in the dirt in a special section of the Schreiber Garten, maybe far away from their home, that they rent in order to grow their own food, pick their own flowers. They can even sleep in the garden shed, and they can admire their ever-expanding gnome collection. Many older people here are happy to reminisce about their childhood summers, spent in the small towns and villages that lie beyond the outskirts of Vienna and out into the mountains. When these people were in elementary school, they were often told traditional stories about earth spirits, wisps, mermaids, magical black dogs, ghosts, giants, basilisks, and of course, gnomes. A strangely shaped stone, a river bend, an old oak tree, many of these natural features were somehow related to a fairy tale or legend that was often preserved in a poem or in a song. If you keep your eyes open when you're out and about in Austria, you will still come across signs and wonders from the world of Austrian legends everywhere, and especially along the banks of the River Danube. Well, do you know what? Helga must be needing a bit of help with the gnome washing. I think I'll give her a call and see if she'd like a bit of backup. But before I go, I should remind you that every culture has its own legends, some of which feature little men with similar pointy caps. Tune in on Wednesday, March 17th for a special podcast about tiny bearded men from the Emerald Isle. Ah, sure, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, aren't we?
I want to tell you a story about a little man, if I can. A gnome named Grimble Grumble, and little gnomes stay in their homes, eating, sleeping, drinking their wine. He wore a scarlet tunic, a blue-green hood, it looked quite good. He had a big adventure amidst the grass, fresh air at last, whining, dining, biding his time. And then one day, hooray, another way for gnomes to say, isn't it good? Look at the sky, look at the river, isn't it good? Winding, finding places to go. And then one day, say, ooh.
Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. Josh, I want to tell everybody that my name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about the city of Vienna, about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.